One service, again, that struck me about the impact of the digital revolution really is that you also, I believe, probably are offering the first e-review system that anywhere in the country, and that you've now got, I think you were telling me earlier, about 1,000 reviews have been chalked up in a relatively short period of time, isn't it?
Since 1921, we've run a journal, originally called the Bulletin of the Institute of Historical Research, now just called Historical Research, which is comes out 4 times a year and is a premium ranked journal for research. But it's never carried book reviews, unlike English Historical Review, History, Historical Journal, etc. So we, about 10 years ago, started up an electronic journal just for reviews. And the notable feature was that we allowed the subject of the reviews a right of response. So you have the book review, and then the author of the book under review is invited to give a response. So you create a dialogue between subject and reviewer, sometimes with interesting, possibly litigious consequences. but what we were able to do by offering it just in a digital format was to offer things fairly quickly. So we now, I think we have 4 new reviews a week. As you say, we just clocked up our 1,000th review towards the end of last year. And we not only review books, but we review historical resources as well. So some of the larger data sets that have been created in the last few years have been subject to review too. And we've got various links so that you can read our review, but you can also link to other reviews of the same volume.
I think that's a brilliant service. And again, for people who want to get a quick idea of what a book's like and just come out, and the fact that it's much faster, because many of the great learned journals, the time lag of books to be reviewed is quite something, depending on how many issues they have per year.
Yeah.
So that seems to me is a wonderful...
Well, again, I think it's something that's unique to this country. And if you take it in conjunction with the HA bibliography, mm-hmm. which is a review of each year's major publications, book and periodical, you take that alongside the online bibliography that we run and the reviews service, it's hard to think of another country in the world that provides such up-to-date guidance to what is being published in history. We're very well served in that respect.